I think there always seems to McGuinness's resignation might have a lot to do sort of with his health situation, which, as was confirmed by his colleagues yesterday, is not at all good, to put it mildly. But that apart, I think that the collapse of the executive was inevitable. Given the irreconcilable positions on the RFJ scandal and on so much else between Sinn Féin and the DUP. So we have been, before profit, have been calling for an election since the beginning of December over and over again. So we're pleased that this has happened. We're looking forward to being on the doorsteps again. Not looking forward to it physically, but politically we're looking forward to it.
An election, of course, is imminent. Do you expect the Sinn Féin party to not nominate a replacement for Mr. McGuinness to give effectively this election the green light?
Well, I think that there's a lot of speculation about Mr. McGuinness and whether he can lead the party, perhaps not, and do another election. But I think that a more interesting question, to be frank with you, is whether the DUP is going to go into an election led by Arlene Foster, or whether they really think that that's a way to consolidate and retain their vote. I suspect that there are many people in the DUP looking at the situation and understanding and realizing that as things stand under their current leadership, they are not well placed to retain a position. So it's going to be interesting times within the DUP over the next fortnight and 3 weeks.